Blog Talk Radio.
There ain't no grave can hold my body down. There ain't no grave can hold my body down. When I hear that trumpet sound, I'm gonna rise right out of the ground. Ain't no grave can hold my body down. Well, look way down the river, and what do you think I see? I see a band of angels, and they're coming after me. Ain't no grave can hold my body down.
Oh my God, this is nuts. I've been talking that whole time, and the system had me muted. Jesus, this is nuts. Wow. I don't know what's going on here. That was a complete waste. Okay. All right, so, here we go. Let's jump back into it. Well, at least I got a warm-up line on it. Okay. Starting back over in the NFL. Sorry about that. So, since no one heard me, let me just start over and let you know. We used to be called a Fifth Quarter Sports Show, but there have been other incarnations of the Fifth Quarter. So I rebranded it, put my name on it, called it Willpower Sports. Because obviously my name is Will, and I did it because I said that I motivate myself to have the power to get online and do this, even when I'm sick like I am tonight, when I don't feel well, things of that nature, but I had the power to keep moving forward, and I'm here. So, from now on, it will no longer be called a Fifth Quarter Sports Show, so you can take that extra quarter, period, stanza, innings, whatever, and you can keep it. And do whatever you want to do with it. It's yours. If you're listening online and you would like to call in, please feel free to do so. The number to call in is 657-383-1519. If you do not feel like talking but want to communicate via text, feel free to do so. That number is 678-369-3050. If you feel comfortable enough, put your name on it. We don't have to worry about anything crazy. Let's keep it clean, per se. Be respectful. Have you come at me, I'll give it to you back. Okay. In the NFL, this is where my news is going to go, besides the big story. The Bears are going to release their kicker, Cody Parkey, who missed multiple extra points and a potential game winning field goal, even though the field goal was blocked against the Philadelphia Eagles that would have put the Bears one step closer to the Super Bowl. However, the field goal was blocked a little bit, hit the upright, then hit the crossbar, bounced off. Might not have been that much of a problem until Parkey went on Good Morning America talking about the issue. Spawned a contest of multiple people trying to make a 47-yard field goal in the similar conditions, and no one could do it. And I guess the team took offense to that, felt like he should have been a little more humble. And Cody Parkey ended up being released. A lot of these moves won't be able to be finalized until March 13th when the NFL's new year begins. That's when you see franchise tags coming out officially, people being released, people being signed by different teams. I'm not going to talk NFL Combine news because the Combine pretty much puts me in the mind frame of the old slave trades where they had the players basically posing and showing how strong they are, things of that nature. So I'm not going to do that. Just don't want to get pissed off thinking about it or talking about it. Give me just one moment. Okay. Have to send a text or reply to a text. Nick Foles, let me go back to another NFC East team. We've talked about this guy before a lot. He's had some issues since he was drafted in 2015. But Randy Gregory has been suspended by the NFL for substance abuse again. The first 2 years he was in which he was in the NFL, he only played like two games. That was 16 and 17. This year he ended up playing 14 games, had six sacks, tackles, but failed another drug test, and he's going to miss some time. The Cowboys are not giving up on him. They're going to stick by him, according to Jason Witten and the franchise. But this dude has to get his stuff together. He was being, or has the potential to be, drug tested at least 10 times a month. He has apparently some emotional issues, battling anxiety. I don't know, maybe some PTSD or something, but he is frequenting marijuana, which is, of course, against NFL policy, and he's been suspended. So, like I said, and no one heard me, so I got good practice on it. I hope the dude gets his stuff together. So, as much as, you know, I like to bag on the Dallas Cowboys, this is bigger than that. I hope the young man gets his stuff together. It's not about him playing football. It's about him being a decent person and being a productive citizen and not having to depend on some substance to be able to live a everyday life. That's just, yeah. I just wish to do the best. I don't even care if he plays football again. I just want him to get his stuff together. The Philadelphia Eagles have stated that they are not going to put the franchise tag on Nick Foles, so they want to give him the opportunity to lead a team. That was coming from their general manager. I do not believe that the I don't believe Nick Foles can lead a team as far as being a full-time starting quarterback. Now, he does shine brightest when the lights are the biggest, you know. Led the team to a Super Bowl, the first Super Bowl, the first pro football championship they had in Philadelphia since 1960. He did do that. Got them one step closer to the Super Bowl this year when Carson Wentz went down again. But, you know, the team just couldn't come through. I don't see him being able to do it all year, but, you know, crunch time, playoff time, it's kind of like, you know, Michael Jordan. He didn't win every game, but, like, once he got to the NBA Finals, it was money. And Nick Foles seems to be that guy that, okay, he gets you to the playoffs, you have a great chance of winning. He's that dude when it comes to the playoffs, but as far as the regular season, I don't know. Now, we talked about Johnny Manziel, who talks about Randy Gregory, Johnny Manziel has violated terms of his CFL contract with the Montreal Alouettes, and he has been terminated officially. And the term that I used was controverted before I recognized that I was being muted. But he controverted the contract and has been released or terminated by the Montreal Alouettes. And they have stated that they are going to make it so he will not be able to play in the CFL for the next 2 years because the team will have his rights for 2 years. I'm thinking he'll end up in the Alliance of American Football. Hey, Jamarcus Russell got a call. I don't think Johnny Manziel sucks as nearly as bad as Jamarcus Russell. And he was not nearly that much of a bust as Jamarcus Russell. Not saying that he was not a bust, just saying that Jamarcus Russell was a huge bust. And I brought up Jamarcus Russell because he actually got a call from a franchise in the AAFL, or the AFL, which is, I think, AAFL. The ALF, whatever. But still, he deserves a shot better than anyone else. In college basketball, let's go to college basketball. We had some upsets over the last couple of days. Virginia Tech beat number 3 Duke 77-72. Of course, Duke didn't have Zion Williamson, so a lot of people are going to bring that one up. Indiana over Wisconsin in double overtime. Wisconsin was ranked number 19, 75-73. Ohio State beat Iowa, number 22, ranked Iowa 90-70. And Wisconsin, tonight, Penn State beat Maryland, number 17, ranked Maryland 78-61. So the basketball is heating up in the Big Ten, what has historically been known as football country. But Ohio State, Michigan, Wisconsin, Michigan State are some prominent teams in basketball lore that's always playing good basketball there. So it's heating up, but it's going to be a shakeup as far as the rankings, as far as number 1 through 25. Duke is not number 1 because they lost to North Carolina last week, so that is going to change. So the new number 1, and keep in mind, I was saying all of this, and I didn't know that I was muted. Gonzaga is number 1, followed by Virginia, Duke, North Carolina. I'm sorry, Virginia, Duke, Kentucky, North Carolina, Michigan State, Tennessee, Houston, Michigan, Marquette. That rounds out the top 10, followed by Texas Tech, Nevada, LSU, Purdue, Kansas, Kansas State, Maryland, Florida State, Wisconsin, Virginia Tech, Buffalo, Iowa, Cincinnati, Wofford, and Washington State. So Duke, Wisconsin, and Maryland, they're definitely going to move down, and Iowa may fall out of the top 25 the next time that they release a poll. Now, Tennessee survived a scare from Ole Miss tonight, 77-72, I believe I was saying. And the only reason I brought up Ole Miss is because on Saturday they had a home game against Georgia, and there was a Confederate rally near the arena on campus in Oxford, Mississippi. So when you see a basketball game, both teams line up facing each other on opposite ends of the court are going across the free throw line. And this is during the Star-Spangled Banner. So 6 of the Ole Miss Rebel players decided to take a knee, KJ Buff and DC Davis, Brian Hallams, Luis Rodriguez, Devontae Shuler, and Bryce Stevens all nil. Now, 2 more players appear to be Brian Tyree and Francisco Miller Jr. took a knee on the song's final line. So basically, it was 2 pro-Confederacy groups organized a march onto the campus in Oxford, Mississippi. So the players decided to take a knee. And head coach Kermit Davis stated that this was all about the hate groups that came to our community to spread racism and bigotry. It has created a lot of tension on our campus. Our players made an emotional decision to show these people they're not welcome on our campus, and we respect our players' freedom and ability to choose that. Now, this is not the first time that Ole Miss has faced any type of listen, vibes of racism. Even though they're still called the Rebels, they removed their mascot, who basically was a guy dressed in a Southern Colonel outfit, and he was called Colonel Reb. So, need I say anything else? You know, Rebels, the South survived again, the Colonel, all of that. Well, a lot of that brings forth by this thing for the SEC, because they were like one of those last conferences that didn't allow black players. That's why a lot of the young men in the South and some young women ended up going to HBCUs. So that's why I feel the way that I feel about the SEC, and especially Ole Miss. However, I have to be objective, and I'm just giving you the news the way it is. Now, related to my home state of Arkansas, Kalen Bennett has signed a letter or is being recruited to play at Kent State. Now, here's the thing with Kalen Bennett. Kalen Bennett has autism. The 18-year-old was once told, or his parents once told him, that he would probably never walk and never talk. Oh, and he's now joining, the Kent State basketball team. Now, he's out of Little Rock, has been recruited by Kent State, and they offer him a star, offer him a position on the team next season. Now, as far as the NCAA, he may become the first student with autism to sign a letter of intent to play on the Division I level. Now, kudos to Kent State, but on the same toe, Kalen Bennett wasn't 6'10". I don't think they would have anything to do with him. Let him be 5'10" or 6'1". He'd be just a kid with autism. Bennett said he did not walk until he was 4 years old, did not talk until he was 7. And he hopes his size, rebound, and skills and positive attitude will help his new team. And he also hopes his story will inspire others with autism, particularly kids who feel like they can't do anything. Okay. Good for him. Good for the school. For the most part. Shame on the school, in my opinion, also. But this is how I feel. Now, this story kind of, it hits me a little bit because, well, at one point in time in my daughter's life, she's going on 3. Oh, well, we think she might be on the autism spectrum because she's not talking the way we think she should talk. Okay, let's be real. I'm not going to sit here and proclaim and say, hey, I'm not racist. I know I'm not, so I don't have to sit here and tell you how many white friends I have. I'm not going to do that. But here's the deal. There's a way that different races raise their children. There's a way that different races communicate with their children, parents and children. Because a lot of times, young black children are not doing the same things, some, but not all of the things that other races do, mainly mainstream white kids. A lot of doctors and psychologists would like to think that there is something wrong with the children. And we want to medicate them and have them on this drug, and we want to evaluate them and do all this and do all that. It ain't that serious. I knew that when my daughter wanted to talk, she would start talking. And when she started talking, she has not stopped. Sometimes she even talks in her sleep. So I know no one really out there can like hear me like that. But don't let these doctors tell you that it's something wrong with your kids. I mean, you take it, as they say, with a grain of salt. You hang on to it, but you don't put everything into it. It'll mess you up. It'll have your head all screwed up. You're sitting there. I've been there. Want to just hold your child like you try to protect them against the world, and it may not be anything wrong with them. Chances are it's not. To prove to you, just Google and check stars and inventors and everything that are allegedly on the autism spectrum. And if you do that, you may sit there and feel blessed if someone says that your child's on the autism spectrum, because, hell, that child may make you $1 million, because there are some millionaires on the autism spectrum. Trust me on that one. Okay, moving to the NBA. Let's get into some, how can I put this? It's not those many headlines in the NBA, but we'll go over the standings, start looking at some playoff scenarios, because in the next couple of months or so, it's about 20 games left in the NBA season. We'll get into playoff scenarios and see who's going to go to the playoffs, who's going to end up in the draft lottery, things of that nature. And give me just a moment. It's like everything is moving slow, and I don't know if the planets are misaligned right now, because everything is going really, really, really crazy. I can't pull up anything. The electronics are crazy. My phone muted me when I didn't hit mute. It's just nuts right now. Okay. Come on, come on, come on, come on. I love ESPN, and I hate ESPN at the same time. In the Eastern Cup, and of course, there are 30 teams in the NBA. The top 16 make the NBA playoffs, 8 from each conference. So right now, the number one team in the Eastern Conference is the Milwaukee Bucks, followed by Toronto, Indiana, Philadelphia, Boston, Brooklyn, Detroit, and Charlotte. Yes, Charlotte is in playoff contention. Out of all of those teams, 6 of the 8 have a winning record, Brooklyn being 32-31. In the ninth spot is Orlando, Miami, Washington. Atlanta is no longer the worst team in the NBA, followed by Chicago, Cleveland, and the New York Knicks. Now, the Knicks defeated Atlanta and San Antonio over the last couple of days. And I love my Spurs, but, yeah, they got to do better than that. In the Western Conference, Golden State is the number one seed as of right now. They're leading the Western Conference, followed by Denver, Oklahoma City, Portland, Houston, Utah, the Clippers, and the aforementioned San Antonio Spurs. Following them will be Sacramento, the LA Lakers, Minnesota, New Orleans, Dallas, Memphis, and the worst team in the NBA right now would be the Phoenix Suns, who have already been eliminated from playoff contention. They have a record of 12-3. Ironically, the New York Knicks are 13-48 and not mathematically eliminated from playoff contention. Imagine that. That is the weirdest thing. Russell Westbrook had a record broken. He had multiple triple-doubles in a row. Now, he ended up with 43 points, 15 rebounds, and 8 assists against the Utah Jazz. Now, that was a record streak of 11 straight games with a triple-double. And he ended up 2 assists short against the Utah Jazz. Now, that record was set by Wilt Chamberlain, who did 9 in a row. So, yeah. So he broke Wilt Chamberlain's record. Now, also, James Harden had like a 30. What? I forgot how many. He had a, I want to say like 30 straight games and like 30 points. And that was broken against the Atlanta Hawks when he scored like 28. Now, Wilt Chamberlain had that record also. At that point in time, they played 80 games instead of 82. Wilt Chamberlain scored 30 points in all but like four games. And the points that he scored in those games were high 20s, like 27, 26, 28, 29. And two of those were against the great Bill Russell. Yeah. So, Bill Russell is somewhere saying, I shut him down, which is very, very funny. We talked about Minnesota being one of the most horrible teams in the NBA right now. Timberwolves star Karl Anthony Towns stated that he's lucky to be alive because he was involved in a car accident that sidelined him like the last two or three games. He said that he had a 5% chance of surviving the incident. So what ended up happening was he was in the passenger seat of a Hyundai Santa Fe that come to a complete stop in order to avoid a separate accident in front of him. Now, the Hyundai that he was in was hit by a semi traveling at about 35 miles an hour. He's saying that it could have been a lot worse than it was. In all honesty, I probably should have not made it out like I did. So he is not in concussion protocol. And I believe he played Monday night against the Sacramento Kings. He missed games against the Knicks and the Bucks. And he had a streak of 303 games played. But, yeah, very well. I can understand him being lucky. The assistant strength and conditioning coach, Kurt Joseph, was driving on that Thursday when he had to make a hard stop. That was on I-35 West in Minneapolis. And Town said he looked in the rearview mirror and saw that the truck was not slowing down. He thought he was going to go through the windshield. He decided not to ride in the ambulance. No, he downplayed doctor's advice upon leaving the hospital to take it easy. Contacted the Timberwolves about a commercial itinerary that could get him to New York in time to play for the Knicks. But, yeah, good decision on your part, bro. Also, we talked about Dirk Nowitzki possibly playing in his last season. The commissioner putting him in the All-Star game with Dwayne Wade, who announced that he is definitely playing in his last season. So the Mavericks were playing against the Clippers at home, and the Clippers were leading 121-112 with about 10 seconds left on the clock. And Doc Rivers called a timeout. And he called a timeout, walked to the scores table, and paid a huge homage of respect to Dirk Nowitzki, grabbed the microphone, said some words, and the crowd just started cheering, Dirk, 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 Dirk. And you see, he got a little emotional for a minute, saluted Doc Rivers. I think it was very classy of Doc Rivers to do something like that. In other news, if you know me, you know that I'm a huge wrestling fan, WWE fan, and Roman Reigns, whose real name is Joe Anoa'i, played football at Georgia Tech and went on to have a wrestling career in the WWE, announced in October that he was or has been battling leukemia for the last 11 years, and the leukemia, which is a form of cancer, had come back. And he's been gone since October, and he's been fighting the leukemia, but he made an announcement on Monday night here in Atlanta on Monday Night Raw that his cancer is in remission, and he's waiting to return to the WWE ring full time. Now, watch the episode of Raw. He did have a scene where he did a run in. They were four guys were attacking his former Shield member, Dean Ambrose. So he and Seth Rollins came to the ring and cleared the ring, and then they walked off and left him there, stood back looking at him. So he looks good. I guess Vince McMahon figured, since you are shooting movies with your cousin, you need to get back to the WWE, get back to your job. So he's coming back. So congratulations to that young man for, as he liked to put it, kicking cancer's ass. My last story before I get into the story that's going to make everybody laugh, the crux of the show, per se, just really, really funny. A young lady by the name of Tony Harris. Now, I played against a guy named Tony Harris at Memphis East, but this is not that same Tony Harris. This is T-O-N-I, which is the same spelling my daughter has for her name. The oldest that's out in California, the one that graduated that we went to see, not the baby, who slam dunked for the first time tonight, well, today, earlier, and then tonight, and took a bow, proud. Instead of a first jump shot, she went for her first dunk. Go big and go home. That's my baby. So proud of her. I didn't cry yet. However, yesterday, Tony became the first female football player at a skill position, meaning she's going to be meaningful outside of being a kicker. She signed a letter of intent accepting a scholarship to Central Methodist University in Michigan. Now, Harris first made news. She was offered a scholarship in January 2018 to play at Bethany College. Now, that's an NAIA school in Kansas. She is 5'7", 164 pounds. She plays safety. She's from Detroit, been playing football in East Los Angeles College in California for the past 2 years. Now she wants to continue her college career at Central Methodist. Now, Becca Longo went to Arizona as a kicker. She signed a letter of intent. And then she signed with Adams State in Colorado. Shelly Osborne signed with Campbellsville University in Kentucky in 2014, but she was not initially on scholarship. The defensive back later received a partial scholarship while enrolled at school. Now, Harris has been playing football in Detroit since she was six. Eventually played wide receiver and cornerback at Redford Union High School in Michigan. Missed 2017 season at East LA College, but had three tackles and one for a loss in 2018. Now, during the Super Bowl, she was on a Toyota commercial, and they talked about him and everything, and she's saying that she's going to be the first female in the NFL. So, good for you, Tony. Get it done. I would love to see that. They have an NFL female official right now. So, why not have an NFL female player? Why not? Okay. We got about an hour to go in the show. Let's see. What am I going to do? Let's do this. I still have an audio file that's being processed. That's weird. Now, I'm going to try something. Should I disconnect? Everyone stay where you are. I'm coming back. But I don't think that I disconnect. If I am, I'll be right back. I'm going to try to refresh my screen. So give me a second. Let's see what happens. And, hey, I'm still here. Okay, I didn't get disconnected. Very great, very great, very great. Okay. So, I'm going to play us a little music. I found out how to download my music from my new phone onto the computer. So, we're going to play a little music. So if you have somebody that's asleep, that's a hint. Feel free to turn the volume down or mute it. And then we're going to come back and talk about Robert Kraft. Uh-huh. So we'll be right back in about 3 or 4 minutes. All right, we are back. That was Chris Stapleton with Tennessee Whiskey, and let me say this. That white dude knows some black folks, because he sung that one with some soul. So that is one country song that I know a bunch of everyone loves, and that is me included. And it will be in rotation along with some other blues and stuff, as long as I'm doing the Wheel Power Sports Show. So if you don't like it, too bad, but learn to love it because I'm going to be cranking it. Okay. If you're listening online, let me thank you for joining the newly minted Wheel Power Sports Show. Put my name on it. That way no one can be confused about the Locker Room Sports and the Fifth Quarter Sports Show, because there are other ones out there. It has my name on it because my name is Will, and I make myself have the power to do this every week. Regardless of how I feel or how tired I am, there I am. That's the disclaimer. That's what you're going to get. So no more doing mathematics, talking about that extra quarter. You can have that. It's all good. Shows brought to you by 333 Apparel, which is also my own company. Yes, I have a 50-hour week job. I'm a full-time parent. I'm a husband, sibling, child, all that good stuff, small business owner, and I do this show. So I wear multiple hats, and I make it work, and I do the best that I can. 333 Apparel is a company that I created where you can get Major League Baseball, NFL, NBA, hockey sweaters, everything for a wholesale price. Go online and you'll see it everywhere for triple figures. However, when you get it with me, it's $60. So there we go. Check me out on Instagram. Check me out on Facebook. It's the number 3 spelled out THREE, the middle number 3. And then 3 capital I's, as in Roman numerals. 333, because the house I grew up in, the address was literally 333. All right, check this out. Billionaire owner Robert Kraft was a part of a sting that netted 25 arrests. Now, the arrests were full. Initially, it was saying that it was solicitation of prostitution. But this is what I'm reading from the initial or original post from ESPN. New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft is facing charges of misdemeanor solicitation, of prostitution after he was twice videotaped paying for a sex act and an illicit massage parlor. That was last Friday in Florida. Now, Robert Kraft is 77 years old, billionaire owner of the New England Patriots, with his newly acquired 6 Super Bowl rings. So maybe I guess he was feeling himself, or had somebody feeling himself for him. Robert Kraft is 77 years old and was one of 25 people involved in the alleged solicitation at the Orchids of Asia Day Spa in Jupiter, Florida. So the state attorney's office in Palm Beach County stated that the nature of any charges that 25 people face will not be released until next week. Now, the potential charges come amid a widespread crackdown on sex trafficking in Florida, from Palm Beach to Orlando. Hundreds of warrants have been issued in the recent days as a result of a 6-month investigation, and more are expected. 10 spas have been closed. Several people charged with sex trafficking have been taken into custody. Rumor is Robert Kraft is not even the biggest fish in this sting. These individuals were named as having solicited prostitutes could be facing either a first or second degree misdemeanor for each count. A second degree charge carries up to a 60-day jail sentence and a $500 fine. Trust me, Robert Kraft will not be seeing any jail time because of this. Most people charged for the first time in soliciting a prostitute in Florida are entered into a diversion program. This is coming from an attorney, David Weinstein, and a former prosecutor. So Kraft would have to perform 100 hours of community service and pay attention to an educational program about the negative effects of prostitution and human trafficking. Now, the Jupiter police chief, David Kerr, said that he was shocked to learn Kraft, who is worth about $6 billion, was allegedly paying for sex inside a strip mall massage parlor. This is weird. Robert Kraft, his wife died in 2011. Been linked to dating a 39-year-old, I'm using air quotes, actress named Ricky Noel Lander since 2012. So, you know, Robert didn't waste a lot of time, you know, jumping on a new horse per se, blah, 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 blah. Now, here's where it gets kind of dicey. They're saying that this agency that's involved in the investigation, they're told that the prostitutes are victims who have been trapped in the trade. The girls are at the spa all day long into the evening. They can't leave. They're performing sex acts. They're sleeping on the massage tables, eating in, you know, back rooms and alleys and things of that nature. I don't know how true that is. Now, let's break this down. During Super Bowl week here in Atlanta, it was announced that there was a major sex trafficking ring that was busted. Okay. What does that have to do with anything? Let's go back and think about it. What two teams were in the Super Bowl? It was the LA Rams. Who did the Rams play? Wasn't Pittsburgh, I know that one. It wasn't Kansas City. It wasn't the Saints. Shout out to my guy, Brother G. Was the Ravens. One of my coworkers, if you listen online, shouts out to you. Definitely wasn't the Falcons. Don't flip me off, Falcons fan. Oh. It was the Patriots. Who owns the Patriots? Robert Kraft. So you have this record-setting sting operation for sex trafficking in Atlanta during the week of the Super Bowl while the Patriots are in town for the Super Bowl, who's owned by a man who's 77 years old sometime later that was busted in Florida for soliciting a prostitute and being involved in a sex trafficking ring. It's bad times lately for people whose name Robert and their last name begin with a K. Oh, you didn't know? They got R. Kelly in Chicago. $1 million bond. And this bruh says that he's not able to get the 10% of the million, which is $100,000, to pay his own bonus. So you got houses and selling all these records, and you ain't got $100,000 to bail yourself out of jail?
Damn!
Trapped in the county, locked in the county, someone bail me out the county. The county. Yeah, I know I'm stupid. I'm going to hell for that one. All right. So check this out. Oh, God, I'm just sitting here laughing. Standing here looking in the mirror, saying damn to myself. Oh, God, I'm tickling myself. All right, so in another piece of information, right? Authorities are saying that Robert Kraft visited a Florida massage parlor for sex acts on the morning of the AFC Championship game, which he attended in Kansas City later that day. So check this out. Your team playing in the game to go to the Super Bowl, and you down in Florida trying to get hands out from prostitutes at a massage parlor. So you get your stuff taken care of, then you get on a plane and fly to Kansas City. Now, according to the Palm Beach State Attorney, Kraft visited the massage parlor twice in 24 hours. First time it said he was chauffeured into at the massage parlor by with a 2015 blue Bentley at 11 a.m. This was on January 20th. Now, okay, if you are easily grossed out, have a weak stomach, or have kids around you, then we suggest you, I'll give you a few seconds to handle this. Because I'm going to read what they have, and then I'm going to translate. Picture, old, wrinkly, spotted up, freckled back, droopy skin, gray hair, long ear, drunk, rich, white dude, naked. You know what? How about I get you a drink? I know someone's listening is going to need some wine, so let me, I will pour them a glass of wine so they can listen to this. So here we go. We make sure we got it going. Okay, there you go. You got your glass of wine. All right, so Robert Kraft was videotaped receiving oral and manual sex from a woman at the spa, and it says that he gave her a $100 bill and another before leaving at 11:15. So 15 minutes, in and out, $200. He was videoed receiving, as my man Ron White likes to say, a mouth hug and manual stimulation. So he got a blowjob and a handjob from this woman. So it had to take a lot of money for her to touch this old wrinkly ass perverted white man who has already a 39-year-old girlfriend, and you down here. Oh, my God. Ugh. Anyway, that's nuts. Now, the AFC Championship game was hosting in Kansas City at 6:40. And Robert Kraft was in attendance. So it says that he was also seen soliciting prostitution on video surveillance 17 hours before on January 19th. So he was charged with two misdemeanor counts of first-degree solicitation. Now, he has a court date on April 24th, and he's going to have a low-level arrest warrant issued in his name, similar to a traffic ticket. He will not need to appear in court. Now, his attorneys, Goldberger Law Firm in Atterbury, Goldberg and Weiss is going to represent him. Now, we stated what this said. He ain't going to face none of that. Let's be real. Let's look at this. Let's look at this. Another businessman, former Citigroup president John Havens, who is 62, is also being charged. He's denied wrongdoing, of course. So these people, these parlors, have been investigating for months. The judges issued warrants for them to secretly install cameras and reported what transpired. They searched trash bins, things of that nature. So they just set them up. And it said, once again, before the last raid, that most of the women were living in the spa and were not allowed to leave without an escort. Okay, here we go. You got this millionaire who is being linked to sex trafficking. He owns an NFL franchise. Has, if he doesn't own or have stock in Gillette, he has a vested interest in it because the stadium is named Gillette Stadium. He owns an MLS team also. And the league is saying that, yeah, we're going to look into this and we're going to issue the discipline as being necessary. Now, I'm trying to figure out how is this going to work, because Robert Kraft is one of those guys that came after Roger Goodell during the Deflategate controversy when Tom Brady was suspended for the 4 games. There were some issues. There were some words said between, you know, by Robert Kraft. Yeah. So I wonder what the NFL is going to do to him involving this whole situation. Some people think that nothing is going to happen because this is just another example of money by buying your way out of trouble, per se. I'm not going to say money, not in my opinion, but there are some words, there are some people saying that it's just another rich white man buying himself out of trouble. Can't exactly disagree with them. But let's face it, Robert Kraft would do zero time in jail. I know he made some donation to a women's cause before all this took place, sometime before, but you know, when this happens and you do that, it's kind of like, yeah. I heard one observation that stated that since his wife died in 2011, he's probably been doing stuff like this maybe even before she died, and his conscience was bothering him. That's why he made that donation. But it just goes to show you, no one is perfect and everyone has a flaw. And money really can't buy happiness, because you own an MLS team, you own an NFL franchise that is now a dynasty, one of two teams that had 6 Super Bowl rings, and you've done yours over a 20-year period almost. Pittsburgh Steelers did theirs over a 40-year period. So, 2 teams, 60 years, 12 Super Bowls. Your team is one of them. And you have possibly the greatest quarterback to ever play the game in the NFL as your quarterback. You're making money hand over fist, as the saying says, every year. And you have to buy prostitutes from a massage parlor. Here's what I'm saying. If you have to buy a prostitute, Robert Kraft, go to Las Vegas, get you a high-class prostitute. Get you a damn Julia Roberts, dude. Better yet, be nice to a prostitute. Find you a blind prostitute that doesn't have to see you. How about one that doesn't have feeling in their arm? That way they won't know all that gooey, oily, dry, crackly skin they got to fix. But hey, it is what it is. And for lack of another way to put it, it's effed up. So a lot of people sitting here saying nothing is going to happen, but I think that he will be suspended or fined, because I'm trying to figure out, okay, how do you suspend an owner from owning a team? So you're going to tell him, well, we think for 4 weeks you can't own your team. It's not like he has to go to owner's practice. You can't go to owner's training camp. So you may not be able to show up at the combine or be available for the draft or something like that. Or you can't be at the stadium for the first 4 weeks or whatever.
But the dude owns the team. He could probably sit in a penthouse and watch the game and be just as happy. What punishment is that? He's a billionaire. Let's say you fine him $50,000. That's like an average person dropping $5 on payday when they make $20 an hour. It's not that much to them at that point. So what is this fine? What is this punishment going to be if there is one? Who knows? If it's something you're trying to prove, I mean, the NFL has been on this thing where they're really, let me see, what's the word? Championing the cause of women. Let's say that one. Domestic violence, not being tolerated. They have a female official now. They're probably going to start having female coaches. In the next few years, you may have a female player in the NFL, as we've already talked about. So what are we going to do about the owner of the most prolific franchise right now, the biggest dynasty that it is in the NFL, being involved in sex trafficking? Are you going to do nothing? Maybe slap on the wrist? Or is the NFL going to drop the hammer on Robert Kraft for being involved in prostitution and possibly sex trafficking? Remains to be seen. I don't know. Everyone has a vice. Everyone has a flaw. Maybe he's learned his lesson. Maybe not. Who knows? I would fine him $1 million. If you really want to prove a point, think about this. Kareem Hunt, Greg Hardy, Ray Rice, everything involved with these players and domestic violence issues. Ezekiel Elliott, raising a woman's shirt was like the last straw with everything that he allegedly did. And he was suspended for, like, no reason. There was no reason behind it. He was just suspended. Because he had some issues and he violated a woman. She's suspending people for 4 games, 5 games, 6 games. What happens when the owner does it? Like I said, what are you going to do? Tell them they can't come to their stadium? Imagine this. Imagine you're a Falcons fan and Arthur Blank does something and the NFL says, Arthur, you can't come to a Mercedes-Benz stadium. Can you imagine him telling them to kiss his ass because it's his stadium? Imagine Jerry Jones being told, you cannot come to AT&T stadium. Seriously. I would absolutely love to see that happen. Speaking of Arthur Blank bought a boat. He bought a yacht. And I forget the price of it, but it's the length almost of a football field. It is like 80 yards, has like double-digit cabins. He has a crew, obviously. That's how you ball right there. Robert Kraft, take notes. You get your boat. You dock it in Jacksonville or Mobile. You drive down or you fly down in your limo or whatever. You fly down on the helicopter. Get on the boat. You have you some girls over. You hide the cell. You make them leave the cell phones. No cameras, nothing. You party like that. You don't go to a strip mall. Damn you. But that's what Arthur Blank is doing. Owner of the Falcons, owner of Atlanta United, who won the MLS Cup. Shout out to Atlanta United, who is going into the second leg of their CONCACAF tournament this weekend. They're playing Arredondo, I believe. And they will be at Kennesaw State because there's a monster bash going on at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. They lost the first leg 3-1, but they scored a road goal. Road goals way more than home goals. So Atlanta could shut out Arredondo 2-0 and advance because the one goal is weighted, so it's like 1.5 points. So basically, they just have to score more points. More points, I should say. Like 4-1 or whatever. Or 2-0. They say 0-0 in soccer in order to advance. But they won the MLS Cup last year. And he has a $1 billion stadium. Probably the best stadium in the league right now. And the man just bought a boat. That's how you do it, Robert Kraft. Newly divorced. Get hook yourself up before you go. And he's probably going to get some money because it's probably going to be some Migos or some rap stars that call him up and say, hey, we want to shoot a video on your boat. Sure. Write the check. That's off the butt. Cut the check. And there we go. I'm wondering with Robert Kraft paying these girls with money from the salary cap or whatever, or was he actually using his own money to pay the girls? You know, can you imagine him telling him, Sonny Michelle, I can't negotiate your contract because I got to pay my legal fees for paying these Asian girls to put their hands all over me. It's kind of crazy. It's making my head hurt even thinking about Robert Kraft right now. Speaking of people that are doing crazy stuff, not to do with sports, but in a sports town. If the last name Smollett means anything to you, that means you're probably an entertainment person into music and, well, not music, in the movies. Jussie Smollett, who I'm going to say was an actor, because he's probably not going to act like anything else after this, made news because he came out and said that he was beat up by two guys early one morning while walking to get a sandwich from a diner in Chicago. It later came out that he paid these two guys to rough him up a little bit. Here's what the dumbass did. Apparently, he wrote a check. Then he has text messages to the people. And these two dudes who, I don't know if they're Haitian, they're from an island or whatever, they were on video recorded buying ski masks. So he went on, like, Good Morning America and talked to Robin Roberts and was crying and all this, and somebody said that, you know, this they don't believe you. It could be fake. And he boo-hooed and he cried and he pitched the bitch and everything. Come to find out, this light-skinned Negro that lied about the whole thing. The Chicago police even scolded him. And think about it. That's the Chicago police. They got enough to deal with. With all of the murders and shootings going on in Chicago, if they spend their time talking about your light-skinned ass. Okay. Apparently, he was upset because he wasn't receiving enough money on Empire. Yes, he's on Empire with Taraji P. Henson and Chance Howard and some other people, blah, blah, blah. Plus, his little family had a little bit of money because his sister's in the acting team. Also, Journey Smollett, East Bayou, Great Debaters, some other movies. I can't remember too many of them. But she's a fairly decent little actress. Kirk and Reese probably going to be ruined also, simply because that's her dumbass brother. They're going to look at the last name and be like, nah, we'll pass. You probably see Ava Simone getting more jobs now because she's not going to get any. This is just weird. So he's a legend. They beat him up. Come to find out they didn't. Now he's in jail. Now he went to jail first. Then it was R. Kelly. Then it was Robert Kraft. So in a nutshell, he's probably sitting there, even though he may be free, thinking, damn, I'm so happy somebody else took the pressure off me, especially R. Kelly up here in Chicago. I can breathe. Now, you may be wondering, what the hell does this have to do with sports? There's a tie-in. Not because it's in a sports town in Chicago, either. There's a tie-in. Although this dude did some dumb stuff and absolutely positively has almost ruined his career as an actor in Hollywood, because he wasn't making the same money as the other people did in Empire. He wanted to, you know, have this moment in the sun. Let's go back to the Olympics. In Rio. Remember when Ryan Lochte said that he was assaulted and robbed in Olympic Village, I believe? And they found out he lied about it. I don't recall Ryan Lochte going to jail, even though it was in Rio. But whatever happened in Rio, he probably paid his penance. No issue. But back here in America, Ryan Lochte, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, is attempting to get on the 2020 Olympic team. Now, here's my issue. This is how it ties into sports. These are two men. One gay, one straight. One that is standing on his soapbox, pushing the gay agenda, dancing, singing songs about a man loving a man. Okay, yes, it is. Straight up. Do I care about you being gay? Nope. Give two F's. You do you. Leave me alone. We could talk. We could be cool. Keep that over there. Don't have me around. I don't care if this dude is gay. Do what you do behind closed doors. I'm saying you don't have to be on stage talking about your exploits. It's the same thing. So here's the deal. Some of the same people, you know how I remember when Tip Drill came out, Nelly's Tip Drill, and he was coming to Spelman in Atlanta, to be exact. This was when BET Uncut was still on, and the women felt that they didn't want Nelly there because he was objectifying women. And shortly after that, BET was taken off the air and all of that. But here's the thing. These women took money to be on the video and be naked and show their bodies and wear bikinis and all that. Now, what's the difference? Okay, this is what you choose to do. This is what Nelly chose to do. These women chose to do that. Okay, so you have this where straight people show their heterosexual side and their desires or whatever. And that can be appalling to some people. But those same people sit there and commend someone for pushing their gay agenda, for talking about women being with women and men being with men. It's okay to love a man and, you know, all this. Granted, no one is coming out in G-strings and all this stuff. I get it. But there's a little bit of hypocrisy in there. Speaking of hypocrisy, what I'm saying is, in America, you can't possibly sit here and want to persecute this dude, even though he's old enough to know better, 37 years old. this is entertainment. It ties in. Entertainment always ties into sports. Entertainers want to be athletes, and athletes want to be entertainers. That's why you have crappy rap albums and sucky movies like Shazam and Ron Artest making rap albums. And Kobe Bryant and Tony Parker doing a French rap album. Stink. Babushka. Yeah. So you can't sit here and want to persecute this man. But then the same people are sitting here not having a problem with Ryan Lochte doing the same thing that said that he was assaulted while representing your country in the Olympics, and he lied about it too. So you got a dude that lied about being assaulted. So are you saying it's okay because he's straight? You got a dude that lied about being assaulted, that he was gay. Wait a minute. Somebody may say I love being a race car, but let's just look at it. Ryan Lochte is white. Follett is mostly black. He's light skinned, so he might be, you know, a little mixed with something. Might be some cinnamon in his oatmeal, or there's some sugar in his tank. But still, is it gay versus straight? Is it black versus white? Is it straight white versus gay black? What is it? But Jesse Smollett is just representing the entertainment portion. Ryan Lochte is representing the country. And being that he's representing the country, and you're willing to give him a second chance, and they pretty much did the same thing. One person did because he's just dumb as hell, and one tried to push an agenda, try to get more money in his pocket and get his face out there because he felt like he was being underpaid on his job. Do I agree with it? Hell no. Can I understand? Possibly. It's always a tie-in with almost anything life-related in sports. But I just can't see how that happens, though. It's okay for this dude to do that, but this dude has to, like, literally burn in hell because of what he did. It's crazy. It's nuts. And I just don't understand. The police report is a crime. Yeah. It definitely should be a bigger crime in Chicago, like I said, because, hell, what is it, February? I guarantee you they're in triple digits on murders already. I guarantee you. And that's just in Chicago. I don't know. Let me state once again, if you're listening online, I appreciate your support. I figured that we probably would have had more people coming in and talking about Robert Kraft and his eerie skin and what he was doing, but we didn't. But I'm always here every Wednesday, sometimes Thursday night, giving you my opinion and trying to make you laugh. And let's have fun talking about this sports here in the newly minted Willpower Sports Show. It's growing on me. I like it. And I hope you like it too. So for those of you all listening online, I appreciate it. You can always call in at 657-383-1519. You can always text at 678-369-3050. I deserve a pat on the back because I actually remember the text number without looking at it. You know, a matter of fact, I'm going to pour myself a beer. Myself a cold beer. I deserve it. I remember something. And if it's not really like sports related, it's hard for me to remember stuff. Parents, I have co-workers, I have a wife that'll tell you. Sometimes some people even take advantage of that and tell me that they told me something knowing that I'm forgetful. a shame if they would do something like that. You know what? I got to download my other sounder also. I love movies. So before I went on hiatus and my computer messed up, I got it rebuilt. Had a lot of different stuff in here. I had my Damn and Devil Ain't Right. And my personal favorite was from A Time to Kill, Samuel Jackson being played, Carly Hagen being played by Samuel Jackson. The clip when he was in the courtroom. Yes, they deserve to die. I hope they burn in hell. Love that one. I gotta get that one back in here. You will see that one again. Yeah. This thing is going to get wrong. I'm confident that's where the willpower comes in. I'm going to stand on my soapbox, and I'm going to pontificate. That's a Stephen A. Smith word. So I'm going to shoot it like this, and then I'm going to play some music at the end of the show because my head is really, really getting stopped up, and my nose is running, and I can't breathe out of it. That's weird. So literal sound effects going on right there. And don't act like it's nasty because you've been sick before, too. So kiss my ass. Okay. I started doing this back when the Clippers went through their stuff with their owner. And from that time, I've been paying my money to be on the air. And I had someone sitting at the computer like I am now because I didn't have a laptop or a computer at that time. I'm paying money every month to be on the air. I mostly do my advertising through Facebook. So I create my own links now. I don't have to have anyone do that. I'm doing everything myself. So, of course, that money went down because no one needs to be sitting at a computer or anything. So I don't have to compensate anybody for that. But let me say this. Looking at my Facebook page, I have probably 200 Facebook friends. Let's just use that as a round number, okay? 200 Facebook friends. And I can go through and delete people, and they'll try to add me back. Mostly people I went to school with, half of them didn't even like me, but because we're from the same place, they're adding me. I have a Facebook page also in addition to my profile. I have a business page for my jersey business. I have a sports group on Facebook also. Fair warning, I'm probably going to get cut off. It always happens around this time. But I'm going to try to make it fast. And then if I'm not finished, I come back and I remind people to listen to the last like 15 minutes of the show because I'm about to show my ass right now. I can sit here and post the link for my show. And on Facebook, you can see how many people looked at it or how many people it reached. All the Facebook friends I had within 2 days, I reached 26 people. I posted to share this link and share with a friend and let somebody know and come on, and I don't get anybody to listen to this show. I can't see what's going on online right now, but as far as people listening on the phone, I see one person listening on the phone. I'm married to her. Absolutely nothing for you to dial that phone number and just listen. It costs absolutely nothing for you to hit share on Facebook or to forward a text message. But here's what chases me. Here's what aggravates me. I have another group on Facebook where I post and other people post cars, music, songs, pictures of women in bikinis and stuff like that. Let me post one of them and I get likes everywhere. But you, excuse me, you sorry sons of bitches. Can't support my show with friends like these. But yeah, I'm calling you out. If your shoes feel tight, that's because I'm talking about you. Now, I know I have supporters, and I know who they are, and I ain't got to name them, because normally they're here. If it's a reason they're not listening, they'll be back next week. I already know who that is. It's a few of them. I ain't got to name them. The majority of them to the family. But the beer with smoke a cigarette with, but you'd rather do that. One day, all these shows are going to be demo tapes. One day, this shit is going to make it big. And you're going to sit there and say, you know, Will, and I'm going to tell you, I don't know you. Because you didn't know me when I was coming up. But for those of you that listen to me on Wednesday for 2 hours, go back and listen to my podcast. Like stuff in my group when I post my stories. Listen online. Call in and listen. Thank you. I love y'all for doing that. I appreciate your support. I'm going to be back next Wednesday. 10 o'clock Eastern. I'm going for another 2 hours. And who knows? Hopefully nobody masturbated in a massage parlor, and I might not have to snap on nobody. And we may talk about some sport. Until then, I'm going to holler at y'all, and I'm going to leave you some of this good old muddy water. Peace.
About a quarter till three. I'm sitting here talking with my baby over cigarettes and coffee. And to tell you that, dog, I've been so satisfied. Honey, since I've met you.
Correction.
Baby,
my bad. Just always read as you were. Peace.
Oh, baby, that I've been around. And all the good looking girls I've met, they just don't seem to fit in. No, in this particular set. But it seems so natural, darling, that you and I are here. Just talking over cigarettes and drinking coffee. Oh, you know, my heart cries out, love that last I found. Let me just feel my whole life around. And oh, how complete my whole life would be, yeah. If you would take things under consideration and walk down this aisle with me, I would love it, yeah. Well, I say it so early in the morning. Ooh, it's a quarter till three. We're sitting here talking over cigarettes and drinking coffee, that long. And I'd like to show you where I know nothing but good old joy. I met you, darling. Honey, it's time I met you, baby. Yeah. I would love to have another drink of coffee.